this past weekend out in Arizona. Maybe something about the Fiesta Bowl. But a UCF team won a national championship. Flag football for women. And the head coach of that team is kind to join us on the program today as Brandon Berruti is giving us some time. Brandon, welcome. Good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you, Mark?
I'm great. I want to start, if you'll let me, to go back with your background that leads up to what you're doing with this team now. If I'm correct, and if I'm wrong, please correct me. You're a student at UCF, and you're not a flag football expert by any means, and then you're asked to just, what, play a pickup game of Memory Mall, and then you just become a flag football guy. Am I correct in that?
You're correct. You did your research.
Well, tell me about that. You're just roaming on campus one day and see some guys playing football, and then how does that develop?
I played back home, you know, we played some football down there in Miami, but on campus, guys are just, you know, throwing the football around. They see us playing and they ask us to join the game. And then intramural sports at UCF, they had a sign that said, you know, flag football sign-ups. And when we saw that after playing pickup, all those guys got together and went out there and we fell in love with it after that.
All right, but you guys weren't just good. Like, you were really, really good that you became a Hall of Fame flag football player.
Yeah, our team name was the UCF Immortals. We had a pretty good group. We had some guys that played some tackle football. Our quarterback, Drew Hill, he's also in the Hall of Fame. But we really connected learning from other people that knew how to play. Mike Ruggieri, mm-hmm. he played before us, and he actually got me in the flag. And learning from him and some other guys, we just were able to put it together.
So tell me how all this then leads you to coaching a women's team at UCF, because you guys won this championship this weekend, but this isn't new. You've competed on the national level with great success and have won titles. How did you get involved on the coaching side with this team?
Right. So I was also playing co-rec at the time when I was on the men's team, and the co-rec women had their own team on the women's side, and they started to ask me to assist them. So as I was playing, when I could, I would go coach them if we didn't have conflicts in our schedule. And like I said, I fell in love with it. So once I stopped playing, I just continue to coach and learn and grow and pick brains of others and watch other good teams. And all these tournaments that we've gone to with NERSA, we were able to win four in a row back in the 2010s. And then we captured a national championship earlier this year before UF got us a couple of times.
So tell me about when you first start coaching the team to the quality of play, and that's not disrespecting those early, but just the growth of flag football, and particularly for women, is incredible in the last decade. How have you watched that growth over the year and the quality of player?
Yeah, so like when my old players who won nationals in the 2010s watch now, they see a lot different game because we were able to maybe run, you know, 15 to 25 plays and just kind of keep those on repeat. We could run one coverage, we can run a cover three, cover two, keep it simple, maybe change up the rush a little bit. But now there's so many more concepts in it. You see a lot more like mesh concepts that come from tackle football. You see different coverages, rolling coverages, a lot more motion, a lot more double quarterbacks, kind of the quirks of flag football compared to tackle football. All of that has just got so far advanced now that you really have to put more reps in, more practice. You have to watch more film. Whereas maybe early in the 2000s, you can kind of just do your thing and just be really good at it and not have to change it up too much.
Give me background. It's your club team. So how do you guys cover expenses? How do you recruit players? And what are those challenges year to year?
So UCF has like a club tier system where the higher you are on the tier system, you get a certain amount of budgeted money. But from there, you know, we really have to fundraise, get some donations. So we do everything that we can outside of what the school gives us. So, you know, we'll host tournaments to raise money. A lot of parents are very generous. We have alumni, Stephen Moffitt. He helps us out when he can. He's old UCF quarterback, so shout out to Stephen Moffitt. We really have to go through all the avenues that we can to go and participate in these tournaments.
How do you find your players? And do most players come to you with flag experience? We certainly have more high schools that are playing flag now.
Yeah, with social media blowing up, like once we created a social media account back in around like 2021, like right after COVID or right during COVID is when we did it. We have so many players reaching out to us. They know our email address. There's actually a file out there that I think either Alonzo's coach, Matt Hernandez, or maybe Josh Saunders puts out to high school coaches so that students are aware of club programs that are out there, and they reach out to us and let us know that they're attending the school. Now, we can't get anyone into the school. We don't have that yet. Hopefully with NCAA looking to add flag football in, we can eventually offer some scholarships. But for now, we have real good word of mouth because we have a program that's kind of been around a while. People have seen us. We play college games at, you know, high school fields or high school tournaments as well. So they kind of recognize who we are, and they want to go to the UCFs and the UFs and the FAUs.
Tell me the Fiesta Bowl Flag Football Classic, 8 teams and perceived to be the best 8, and UCF, Florida, is among them. How good was the quality? And then you guys won the championship beating Florida. Tell me about the game.
Oh, the quality was absolutely amazing. They mentioned early on in the calls when they were putting this together that they wanted to give it a full bowl feel. They wanted the women to have the same treatment as the men get when they travel to tournaments. And we thought it was going to be amazing, and they blew it out of the water with the way they treated us. We got off the plane, they greeted us at the plane, at the airport, I mean. Food was provided, hotel was amazing, the staff was so accommodating, the fields were great, the coverage was great. We had so much media out there, the Athletic was there, NFL was there interviewing our players, interviewing coaches. And then the teams were awesome. Obviously, we ended up playing Florida in the championship, which is always a good competitive game. And, you know, we lost to them back in January, and we really wanted to get our get back, per se. So losing that game in January really had us locked back in and focus and understand that we had to work a little bit harder because they were working more than we were.
Brandon, what's the next stage? You mentioned the NCAA has looked at, and there are some major D1 and P4 programs that are committing to flag football. Where is that at, and where's UCF in this?
Yeah, like Nebraska announced, Alabama State was the first one to announce a year or two ago. The Big 12 recently, there's an article saying the Big 12 is going to add at least 6 teams by, I believe, 2028. I may have that date wrong. We're hoping that UCF is one of those 6 teams. I haven't got any official or unofficial word on that yet, but hopefully, you know, attending this Fiesta Bowl, winning the Fiesta Bowl, puts us even further on the map and pushes it forward so that we can really get going, because these ladies, they're ready to play. The game has been here for a while. It hasn't gotten the recognition, but the last 4 years, it's just kind of skyrocketed. And we hope we can continue on that wave and catch the momentum with UCF and other D1 programs becoming official varsity NCAA schools.
Just the additional background, you have a job. This is not your job full time, right?
Yeah, I'm an accountant. I'm in my car right now in the parking lot on my lunch break, taking this call. I have not gotten paid for this. I probably could have taken a high school job here or there, but I really love the school. I really love the ladies that I've been around. I'm dedicated to them, and I just really love it. So,
last question: how much does it help with the attention, not just on the men's side, but the 28 Olympics? How much is that helping the growth of the sport on the women's side?
Yeah, I think that helped everyone recognize the sport and kind of gained a lot of curiosity. There were even some people at the Fiesta Bowl this weekend who were there watching, and they were, you know, they had a lot of questions. I had friends messaging me who probably had never watched flag football before. They watched it, and they're sending me, "Hey, can I ask you about this rule and about that rule?" So the Olympics having flag football has been huge. Hoosh, shout out to Hoosh. He's held it down on the men's side, beating Joe Burrow and those guys. But yeah, the Olympics has been amazing.
I know your answer to this, and I'm in this group. The NFL players deserve to be ambassadors, but if Hoosh and those guys don't represent us in 28, that would be sad. Those guys should be the Olympic team in 28. You agree, right?
Oh, Hoosh and those guys deserve the opportunity. Yeah. I think they proved it on the field. They've been around. I don't think everyone understands how dedicated these guys are playing. They play during the week in local leagues. They travel to tournaments almost every weekend. I would say they probably play flag football tournaments more weekends than they have weekends off.
Yeah.
I used to compete against Hoosh, so I know what those NFL guys were going through. Chasing them around. But yeah, those guys deserve their shot at it. It wouldn't be insane if, you know, an NFL player or two who dedicated time to learning the nuances of the flag game over the next 2 years, ended up on the roster. But I think the majority of those guys at minimum on the flag, on Team USA right now, deserve to be the ones that are the ones playing on the field when we get to 2028 in L.A.
Brandon Berruti's team at UCF, the women's flag football team, won the Fiesta Bowl Classic Championship, which many say will be the national championship of women's flag football in college. Hey, congrats. Thanks for the time. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Mark.